выборы в Государственную Думу закончились. Все парламентские фракции начали работать.
The Prime Minister was talking tough, telling a nationwide TV audience that the parliamentary elections are over and it's time to move on. But the tough talk comes days after his government announced political reforms in hopes of taking the momentum out of a planned opposition rally. The move seemed to have little impact. The rally, which took place in Moscow on Saturday, drew an estimated 100,000 protesters. Nikolai Petrov, political analyst for the Carnegie Moscow Center, says the tough talk is...
the psychological compensation he needs when being forced to make some moves and being afraid that these moves in positive directions can reflect his weakness.
A clear sign of problems came Tuesday when Mr. Putin decided to switch campaign managers less than 10 weeks before the presidential election. Vladislav Surkov, the sideline political advisor, helped Mr. Putin come to power in 2000. A former advertising man, he worked for a decade in the Kremlin. He created the now ruling United Russia Party. He created Nashi, the Putin youth group, and he brought television channels under tight political control. Petrov, who worked in the Kremlin before Surkov arrived, says...
this replacement weakens the Kremlin in the sense that Surkov is the founding father of the big political machine, which will not work effectively without him.
The new political advisor, Vyacheslav Volodin, was a founder of the Russia Popular Front, a support group of trade unions and professional groups. This heavily blue-collar group may become a key pillar of support for Mr. Putin as Russia's urban middle class tire of him. At a televised meeting of the front on Tuesday, Mr. Putin nodded sympathetically as a retired metalworker spoke of his outrage at the anti-government postings on Russia's freewheeling internet. Mr. Putin seeks to win the March 4 presidential elections on the first round, with over 50% of the vote. Talking to front members, he called for transparent elections using clear plastic boxes. He stressed his desire that the election be perceived in Russia and overseas as legitimate.
Делегитимировать, девальвировать все, что происходит в публичной сфере, в том числе и...
he said he can be elected president without ballot stuffing. On Wednesday, a Wall Street Journal computerized study of returns from Russia's nearly 100,000 polling stations concluded that about 40% of votes cast for the ruling party were in some way associated with ballot stuffing and other fraudulent practices. Mr. Putin warned his supporters that they should not tolerate any independent actions at polling stations. The opposition has vowed to send teams of poll watchers to stations where they suspect there was fraud in the December 4 parliamentary elections. Indeed, the new drive for free and fair elections shows no sign of going away. In a survey conducted by the All-Russian Public Opinion Center, 89% of those polled at Saturday's rally said they plan to join more rallies after Russia's midwinter break, which starts Friday. This week in Moscow, protesters rallied outside a court where one protest leader, Sergei Udaltsov, was being tried. Dozens got in shoving matches with police inside the courthouse. Hundreds more rallied outside. They chanted, "Shame on the corrupt court," and that the judge was a servant of Satan. More small, unsanctioned demonstrations are planned for this week in Moscow. Last Friday, Alexei Kudrin, a former finance minister and close friend of Mr. Putin, met with Mr. Putin and discussed the opposition movement. The next day, Kudrin spoke at the mass opposition rally. He warned that without dialogue, there could be revolution. He was loudly booed. James Brook, VOA News, Moscow.